96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You want to make your lawn and garden look magnificent this spring, summer, and fall, but you don't know where to start or what to do. Well, tonight we have all the help you're going to need. Certified professional horticulturalist and master gardener Derek Thomas, he's back in studio with us to answer my questions and yours. Give us a call. Lines are open right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. We promise we'll take as many calls as we can, and here's your opportunity. Look, free advice about your lawn, so take advantage of it. Derek, good to see you again.
Good to see you again.
All right, so let's talk about the weather first and foremost. This is arguably the coldest winter that the D.C. Metro has seen in 100 years. And we're talking 20 degree below zero temperatures at some point. You know, we didn't get a whole lot of snow. This is in Boston, but we've had some really serious cold weather. What effect does that have on lawns?
Well, it's not just the lawns. It's all of your entire garden. There's beneficial effects, and then there's not so beneficial effects. The first thing that you're probably seeing throughout the landscape is a lot of the windburn that the evergreens took on. And that could be windburn that was caused solely from wind, or windburn that was caused and then amplified by a lot of the salt that we had to put down on the roads. Mm. So you have a salt spray that was burning them out, and then you have the wind that was burning them out. So that's part of the problem when it gets down cold like that. Now, the benefits that we're going to see this year is that we're going to see a lot less insects, because we had almost a three-week ice pack where the snow stayed on the ground, and that not only insulated, but it also helped to cut some of the insects that would have been coming out a lot sooner.
What kind of insects are we talking about here?
We're talking about everything from gnats, flies, mosquitoes, all of those insects. You're going to see less of them, and they're going to come out later this year, because the ones that would have been marginally hibernating are probably wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's some good things to be had from having this cold winter. Now, when we have a storm like what we've got coming through this evening, the one thing that you have to keep in mind, this storm is going to be, even if we get 5 or 6 inches of snow, it's not going to stick around, because the sun's trajectory is a lot higher. The Earth's tilt has moved in our favor. So we're going to warm up. You know, it's going to be in the 60s on Saturday. So don't delay the plans that you have for doing your gardening. It's
okay,
time to get out there and do it.
Okay, so wait a minute. I made a mistake here. I said professional horticulturalist, master gardener. I forgot astronomer.
Being a horticulturalist, we have to know when it's time to plant and when it's not. It's not just the Farmer's Almanac that has, you know, the corner on that market. So understanding that when the sun's tilt is in our favor, mm-hmm. our days are getting longer. The sun that in the middle of January had almost no heat.
Right.
Is now, we're starting to feel those days warm up. I mean, I was out there today, and even though it wasn't as warm as it was a couple of days ago, you could actually feel the warmth of the sun. So that makes a big difference, and that's what's going to really trigger a lot of the plants and bulbs and things that you planted last fall to grow.
Mm. So what should we be doing right now? And when I say right now, obviously I'm not talking about tomorrow, but perhaps, is it next week? Let's say this is the last hurrah for the snow, and say we get, you know, 4 to 5 inches in, or even 3 inches of snow, and say it's all melted by Saturday. When should you start at least standing on the front porch with your hands on your hips and giving your lawn some consideration?
Well, if we get a lot of rain, a lot of precipitation tomorrow, don't get out there and do anything on your lawn on Saturday, because chances are the lawn is going to be too wet.
Mm-hmm.
You should never work the lawn. You should never work your soil when it's wet. If you can pick up a handful of soil and squeeze it and water comes out of it, give it a day or two. It should be moist when you work it, but not wet. So the one thing you want to make sure is give yourself a day or two. Like you said, let it dry out. But the things that you should be thinking about in the spring are your soil. If you didn't get the time to put down compost on your soil or do a top dressing to your lawn. When I say a top dressing, that's when you put down about an inch of compost. And you can buy, there's various prepared products that you can buy. You put that across the lawn as a top dressing. And that helps to give organic content to the roots of the plants.
So you should do that.
You should do that now.
Okay.
Yeah,
after things have dried out
down.
A little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. One thing settled down. Now, the foliage. If you see that you have evergreen plants that have been burned, wind burn, what you want to do is you want to go ahead and assess that, and you want to make a decision whether that needs to be removed, because you don't want the plant trying to give nutrients to a halfway dead leaf when it should be giving nutrients to the stems where new leaves are going to be produced.
Wow.
You also want to think about pruning this time of year. So if you didn't get out there in January and prune your roses and prune some of your perennials, that the perennials are plants that will come back every year.
Okay.
If you didn't clean those up, go ahead and take this opportunity to clean up, do the pruning that you need to do now before things start to grow. If you've got ornamental grasses, prune them now, because in a couple of weeks when they start to grow out, it's going to be a lot harder to prune. Right now, you can just top them. You can just cut straight across the top, and it's a straight, quick pruning. Once they start to grow out, if you do that just cutting across the top, you're going to be cutting off new growth. And mulching. Mulching in our area is really important, because we have those extremes in temperatures, and what mulching actually does is it's going to help maintain the moisture in your flower beds during the summer. And if you're planting a vegetable garden, you can use some mulches, like using a straw as a mulch, or you can even use newspaper if you know that the ink is a soy-based ink. Because if you're doing organic gardening, you don't want to use an ink that's going to have any chemicals in it.
That's interesting, because a lot of folks are probably reading their newspapers online, and so no soy-based ink there. But maybe so. Need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more to Derek Thomas about getting your lawn together, and also what is the most economical way to do it without breaking the bank. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insights segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, I'm sitting here with horticulturalist and master gardener Derek Thomas. He's in studio. He's answering your questions about getting your lawn together, whether you have a dark green thumb or whether your green thumb is more pale and broken. This is an opportunity to get your questions answered about shrubs, grasses, mulch, gardens, the whole nine. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Now, if you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise I will get to you, so don't hang up. You will also be able to hear the program after we switch over to Sirius XM Channel 141. Let me go to Jeff, calling from Fairfax, Virginia. Jeff, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how are you guys doing this evening?
Just fine, Jeff.
Yeah, I have a question in regards to that mulch, mulch fungus, the type of fungus that usually, when it blooms, it's, you know, it releases this, like a tar-like subject.
Yes.
Ball.
We have a nickname for it. It's called mulch vomit, because
basically it looks like someone has
gotten sick. Yeah.
Gotten sick on your mulch. Mm-hmm. What happens is if you have mulch that you put down that is over an inch to an inch and a half thick, you're going to have pockets in that mulch that are going to dry out. When that mulch dries out, it's going to create the fungus. So when you put down your mulch, try to stay away from putting down 2 and 3 inches of mulch because you think that that is going to keep the weeds away. Go ahead and put down about an inch to inch and a half of mulch. Keep the mulch moist when you first put it down, and what it's going to do, it's going to almost grip the ground. Once it starts to do that, every time that you water the flower bed, you're going to be giving the mulch water, and you're going to be keeping that mulch fungus away.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. I never thought. I thought the rule of thumb is put it down anywhere from 3 to 4 inches to really keep the weeds and keep moisture around all your shrubs.
So more isn't better.
More is not better when it comes to mulching. You do about an inch to an inch and a half, and that's all you need.
Okay. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. Barbara, calling from Bowie, Maryland. Barbara, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you. My yard is a horrible mess.
Been
it
there.
It has bare spots all over. It used to be pretty and green and lush, and I don't know what happened to it. I would put the things down in the summertime and had someone else to do it, and then someone cut my grass for me. And then after that, it started going downhill. I don't know if it was something in the lawnmower that they were using, and it put whatever in my lawn. So I've got a big mess over here.
What probably happened, Barbara, correct?
Yes.
What probably happened is they cut your lawn too short. Particularly in the middle of summer, you don't want to cut that lawn shorter than about 2 inches. Because what happens is, anywhere that you cut that lawn below 2 inches in length, you are going to open it up to burn out. And the soil is going to get too dry, the roots aren't going to be able to sustain themselves, and that's when you end up with the patches. Now, one quick question, though. Before that happened, and before they cut your lawn, did you have any browning patches at all?
No, I didn't. My yard was beautiful, lush green.
Okay, so it probably was the fact that they tried to cut the lawn too low, or they did cut the lawn too low, and that's what introduced that. What you want to do is this spring, as soon as you can work the soil, which will be next week once it dries out a little bit after this weather event that we're going to have, go ahead and get yourself a leaf grow or some kind of an organic compost. Spread it at about an inch thick across the entire lawn. Underneath that, what you want to do is any patches that are really brown, you want to go ahead and rake it out, and you want to put down seed below the compost and keep it watered.
Okay. Barbara, good luck to you. Thank you so much. I need to take a break, but when we come back, more questions and great advice about making your lawn and your garden beautiful this year. If you want to join the conversation, lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. By the way, you want to find out more about Derek, you can find him at thomaslandscapes.com. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on SiriusXM Channel 141. Stay with us.
The Howard University.